American cave bat colonies across the eastern half of the United States and parts of Canada are being devastated by a thing called white nose syndrome. The silly-sounding name derives from a powdery, cold-loving white fungus which covers the muzzles and wings of hibernating bats. For some reason, it wakes them up, even in the dead of winter. Some will even emerge from their cave, hungry and disoriented. They burn up precious fat reserves and starve. Over 1 million bats have died. Jeremy Coleman is National White Nose Syndrome Coordinator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which is now calling the bat plague a critical environmental issue.
Well, it's unprecedented, the impacts that the disease is having on bat populations, and it's unprecedented in so much as this has not before been documented in wildlife in North America or elsewhere, to my knowledge, from a disease outbreak like this. We are rapidly seeing the decline of bat populations throughout the eastern U.S., chiefly in the Northeast, where it's been around the longest. And we don't know what the ecological ramifications are for the rapid loss of the primary nighttime insect predator.
For example, one little brown bat the size of a mouse can devour up to 1,200 mosquitoes an hour. And because they also snack on moths, they help to protect farm crops. So the death of bats may result in an unprecedented bloom of predatory insects. Another reason why U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service scientists have been closely monitoring the incursion.
It's spreading rapidly from the initial location in the Capital District of New York State. It has currently been found in, white nose syndrome, the disease has been found in 12 states and 2 Canadian provinces. The fungus Geomyces destructans, which is believed to be the causative agent, has been confirmed on bats in 2 additional states, which are Missouri and Oklahoma.
White nose syndrome has yet to be detected in Arkansas, but it's likely present given that the fungus has jumped as far west as the Oklahoma panhandle. The U.S. Geological Survey reported last May that a bat from a cave in northwest Oklahoma had tested positive. Those studying the disease say it's transmitted bat to bat, but biologists believe spores can also be transferred by humans, including certain caving enthusiasts who don't clean their gear properly. That's why over 30 states have closed their caves to the public. Cave bats are remarkable creatures. They can live for several decades. Females tend to bear only one pup per year. In summers, they roost in trees or on buildings and hibernate over winter, often choosing the same cave habitat. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, half of all U.S. bat species hibernate in caves and mines. So far, 7 species have been affected by white nose syndrome. On October 28th, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service issued a major proposal calling for a coordinated national management plan.
Well, we, the Fish and Wildlife Service, have been engaged with this problem, with coordinating the disease response, since roughly January or so of 2008. We have been engaged with agency people, NGOs, academics. We've got over 100 different agencies and institutions and NGO partners involved with this effort. So many of the federal agencies are involved at the core of this kind of partnership, but we have a lot of people that are involved with it.
And Jeremy Coleman said the national plan formalizes ongoing working group strategies. Federal funding to stop white nose syndrome has been scant since the disease was first discovered 4 years ago. But in early October, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced it was awarding $1.6 million in grants to research and manage the spread of disease, in part funded by a 2009 congressional appropriation.
We've had several opportunities to brief congressional committees, which has been great, and we have seen, again, growing support for the issue, and we're certainly hoping that continues.
And now, Fish and Wildlife Service is reaching out to the public, seeking comment on its white nose syndrome proposed management plan.
The national plan will then be finalized and will be more or less a static document unless some major changes come along or major reasons for changing it. The next step will be what we're calling an implementation plan, which will build from the national plan and provide kind of direction on where these different working groups and teams will be going. And from that implementation plan, we will then add in the guidance or the, you know, the more prescriptive documents and protocols.
Hopefully emerging with a white nose fungus prescription. In Arkansas, we have 16 species of bats, and the Ozark Highlands contains thousands of caves and fissures, critical habitat for the rare Ozark big-eared bat, as well as the endangered gray and Indiana bats. So if you happen to come across one of their hibernaculums this winter, don't drop in, but do contact your local wildlife agent if you see bats in distress. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.